Don't do it. Don't do it. Do what? Oh, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But I know it's already too late. I know that look. You're thinking. Oh, darling. Why do you do this to yourself? I should have known. I should have recognized the signs. That conscience of yours is sneaking in again. You've been all sulky, pouty. Though I must admit, I do like it when you pout. Those lips are just so very kissable. Don't kiss you. You've changed your tune. Do you think I don't remember? Do you really think I could ever forget the sound of you begging me to kiss you? Some things are unforgettable, darling. But if you remember, I didn't kiss you. No matter how you begged and pleaded, I didn't. Because I wanted you to be sure. I wanted you to be certain. I wanted you to be mine completely. I wanted you to give yourself to me. I didn't want to take you. Oh no. That would be too easy. That would be no fun. And I like fun. And you like it too. See, that's the thing about being a witch. It's fun. There's nothing denied. You don't have to be polite. You don't have to be well behaved. You can be reckless. You can be dangerous. You can be whatever you want. Of course, you never had that option. From the moment you were born, your fate was decided. Heir to the kingdom. How heavy is the crown? Tell me. How did it feel? Dying a little every day, knowing exactly what the future held. How heavy was that crown? It never quite fit, did it, darling? You were always a little wild. A little bit. Dangerous. A little bit brave. And a whole lot foolish. But I like that. I like you. I always did. I think your father saw that. That's why he sent you away. He doesn't approve of witches. He has a disdain for magic. But he needs me. He needs my help, my guidance, to keep the kingdom safe. But he didn't want me within 8 miles of you. Lucky for us that you like to wonder. You are gorgeous. So royal. With an edge of fire and a whiff of blood. I knew that I had you the moment you saw me. I can always tell. It's not magic, it's just freedom. Freedom is something that everyone wants. Something that everyone craves. Ordinary folk. They like a little bit. They know they have a place. But they like to sin a little. Walk in the shadows for a bit. But you, oh darling, you are ravenous. You long for something else, a different life. You want to choose. So, I was around. I was helpful. I took to taking walks late at night. Not my fault you just happened to be there. I never asked you for anything. I never offered anything. I was just there. And that was all it took. I wormed my way inside. You couldn't stop thinking about me, dreaming about me, recalling every little detail, the color of my hair, my perfume. My lips. You couldn't help but wonder, what would it be like? What if I kissed her? But you couldn't, because you're royal. You're polite. You're stifled. You had to choose. And that's not something you'd done before. You had to unravel, come apart at the edges. You needed to shatter. You came to me. You begged me to kiss you, because you wanted an excuse. You didn't want it to be your choice, because owning your own actions, that is terrifying. But I could see it in you. I could feel a shadow in your heart. You wanted more. You wanted freedom. You wanted control. So you took it. You made a choice. You kissed me. You devoured me. You gave yourself to me. But I never offered anything. I never asked for anything. I let you choose. You chose this. You wanted freedom. You wanted control. You wanted to rule. That silver spoon, that golden crown. You were born to rule. Just not how your father thought it would happen. Look. Look at our armies. They're ready to march on the city. Your father, he's watching us. He's waiting. Waiting to see what you'll choose. He still believes that you'll go home. He believes that you'll kill me. A witchblade. I feel very special. I know it took him some effort. That's an understatement. Crafting that took blood. That took sacrifice. And getting it here to you. Oh, did you think I didn't know? Oh, foolish darling. Of course I knew. I sensed it. How could I not? All that power. Enough to kill a witch queen. Well, witch queen to be. Show me. Show me. Look at it. Look at it. Crystalline blood. Silver. Gold. The blade is always cold. It's gorgeous. Is this where you expect me to beg for my life? Plead with you not to kill me? Darling, I don't ask for anything. I don't offer anything. The choice is yours. Look at the city. Look at it. The shining jewel of the kingdom. Your prison for how long? Years. Think of the misery. Think of the boredom. Think of the heavy weight of that golden crown. Now look at our armies. Look at the people you have brought together. People who have been at war for centuries. They all bow before you. They fight for you. Look what you've done. Look at what you chose. So, choose. Home, the golden crown. All this. Freedom, choice. Your own kingdom. Control, power.
me.
I don't offer anything. I don't ask for anything. I'm not part of the choice. You can't control me. Even if you choose to lead your army to the very gates of the city, I might just walk away. I might turn around and stab you in your sleep. I am free. I'm a witch. I'm uncontrollable. And that's why you love me. I showed you a different way. But you walked the path yourself. Don't choose me. Choose who you want to be. The Black Crown. The Golden Crown. It's up to you. It always was. All you have to do is choose. What do you want?